Welcome to VFN Radio's Extra Hour, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so encouraged and excited that you have joined us in the Extra Hour. Do have a moment we're going to talk about original intent. We always talk about, we try to during the week, about original intent of the church and the original intent of America, you know, two forms of original intent. And we've been staying a lot on the original intent of America because you know, we might not have it if we don't find out what did they plan, what was their meaning, you know. And if you haven't heard them, go back and listen to the highlights. Listen to George Washington. I mean, this is more than a man on your dollar bill. This is more than the first president of the United States, because there would have been no president, no need for a president, if it wasn't for General George Washington and this man who stood with such integrity. And you can find out more about that on the VFNTV.com or on your application, VFNTV app, and go to highlights. You know, and talking about George Washington in there. But you know, we in America, you know, a lot of people, Pat, they say we're a democracy, you know, and it's just kind of accepted. The word has been used over and over again so many times, and that's kind of how things work. If you go back and study, you know, how things transition, and they have people that they send out in history that would just start talking to people and giving them the new way of thinking. And once you get it into people, I know they say if you hear it seven times, you know, you pretty much kind of, it becomes normal for you, even though it's abnormal.
Right.
And we know that's how God's designed us, that if we can believe something, and if we can see it in our heart, and if we'll speak it, because we're creative beings, you know, it'll come to pass. So the enemy knows he has to convince mankind that mankind has to buy into the scheme. He has to buy into the scheme. You can't just force a man against his will. I mean, you may have him. It reminds me of the mother and her son was, you know, gathered at a church gathering, and the little boy was standing up on the pew, and the mother tells the boy, sit down, and he didn't sit down, and tells him, sit down, he didn't sit down, and finally she reached over and she just pinched the stew out of him, you know. He's like, ah, and so he sat down, and then he looked at her and said, well, I want you to know I'm standing up on the inside.
Yeah.
You know, and it matters what's happening on the inside.
Right.
And so we have to if they want to do something with mankind, you'll notice they first have to actually begin to talk to them. You have to take and listen to what somebody's actually, and that's why it's important what you're listening to, by the way. You don't need to just, that's why we have VFN Radio, so you can be encouraged. You want to hear you know, God's perspective. You want to hear what's going on, but you want to hear God's perspective of it, God's word's perspective of it. And so you'll find out that the media, you'll find a message, a steady stream of media. And right now you're kind of seeing the governments partnering with different media sources, and they're getting a new message out. They're messaging over the people, you know, different things. And there's a purpose to it. You know, you can find out, we'll be sharing some more things about this with you. But in that, you can change your people if you just keep talking to them about what's going on, and they'll start believing wrong is right and right is wrong. And so what we do, we stay in the word to make sure we know what's right. Well, you know, we're not a democracy. You know, we're a republic. You know, if you can read the Federalist Papers, which are really, I would say they're boring, but they're factual. And sometimes, you know, when you talk about manuals, you know, men aren't necessarily good at reading manuals all the time, even though they write them, men and women write them, that the original intent for our nation was a republic, because a democracy, you know, has to do with majority rules. Like if 51% of the people, you know, say this is how it is, that's how it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that means that if you are a teacher and you're in a classroom mm-hmm. and you have 30 students, and if that right. was a democracy, yeah. then I doubt very seriously that it's going to go the teacher's way.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's a republic. We put her in there, or him in there as a representative, and this is how it's going to go. She's not going to take a vote how things are going to go like that. And so mm-hmm. what we do with our government, and I'm going to do my best to do this, and we're going to have more available for you on our VFN TV blog, but a republic is where you have representative government, that we elect people to go to different offices to represent us in our districts. They don't go there to run the country per se. They go there to find out what's happening and report it back to the people. And then the people of that country say, okay, this is the way you kind of need to go with it. And then they go back to, they represent that people base, whether it's a senator or a republic or a senator or congressman, state legislature, whatever it is. And that's how it's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. It's a big difference in that, because if they're not representing that particular part of the community, right, they'll just replace them, you know, and put somebody else that represents this representative government. And in that we have the electoral colleges and different things, how we select presidents. But understanding that, then I guess laziness, we talked about, you know, early on in one of our words of wisdom about, you know, diligence and laziness. With a republic government, you have to be active. You got to know what's going on. And the one who's representing you in your area of the nation, wherever you are in America, they have to come back and talk to you about the issues and what's happening. And y'all need to dialogue back and forth. You know, George Washington called it the battle of ideas. And so with that, it requires you have to block some time in your life to say, you know what, I'm going to be involved in government, because America is by the people and for the people, which means you as a citizen, according to the design and the original intent of this nation, are supposed to be involved in the day-to-day practices and decision-making that takes place. And the ones that whoever you send to represent you in Congress or in Senate, that they're supposed to come back to you and talk to you and kind of tell you what's going on and share with you, not to direct you, but so you can give input back to them and they can go back and represent you. It's a representative type form of government. Democracy is, you just got to get enough people to agree with you no matter what it is, and you get it, it happens. Mm-hmm. It's important to know the difference. First of all, if you're not a democracy, you need to know you're not. If you think right. you should have one, you need to say, presently, we're a republic, and we need to switch to democracy.
Right.
But if you're a republic and you're saying you're a democracy, then people, if they buy into democracy, they'll start acting like it's a democracy, and they won't get involved, and they'll think, oh, it looks like the majority of the people are going this way, and they'll just surrender their nation over to a whole new form of not original intent. Mm-hmm. And so the goal was for a representative to come from your region, your community, your state, and spend a little time in passing your viewpoints off to the direction of our nation and where we're going. Now it's actually turned into a career. It's turned into big government. I think it's like 48% now of the tax dollar goes to supportive things in the government. And once it goes over 50%, you know, that's not going to be good. It may be there now as we're speaking, mm-hmm. but we're not a democracy. And so it's not about crowd rule. It's about our form of government. And so knowing that in the original intent that we have, if George Washington and all the ones who stood shoulder to shoulder to fight for our country, and there's some pretty awesome dudes and that did this, you know, you'll be really proud of these guys. And their grave losses and all the things that they went through. And you can find out about that, like I said, on the highlights. But we have to get involved. And so they're supposed to talk to you. You don't feel intimidated to talk to your representative. Don't be intimidated to ask them questions. Don't be intimidated to just proclaim your faith and ask them where they stand in their faith and ask them if they're a praying man or a praying woman. You know, and how they feel about God's way of doing family. I mean, we need to turn things around, but we don't understand. If we don't understand we're a republic, you know, we won't think we can turn things around, but when you realize, wait a minute, they're just representing us, and if this is the way that we think the country should go, then we tell our representative, this is how we want it to go. And then it goes that way. Or you replace that particular representative with somebody who has the same values, you know, and godly values. And God's very specific about family and parenting and work and all these different things. And you can actually have a representative in your district or whoever it is, you know, that agrees with your value systems, the values of the Lord, you know, how things should be operated. And we're not saying government, it should be a theocracy. Mm-hmm. But the fact is you can have a believer who loves God, who is a godly person, not just a quote Christian, but he or she's a godly person. Mm-hmm. And they're convicted. Their convictions say no matter what, you know, it's got to go this way, even if it's not popular.
Right.
And it can take that. It could turn around if you knew the original intent. And so they wrote the Federalist Papers. And the Federalist Papers, you know, it's sort of like these letters they were writing back and forth in the newspaper, but they were using pen names where nobody knew who they were. And they're just kind of, you know, putting the message out and getting some ideas about it. And of course, prior to that, you know, you had, it was under, you know, America was under Great Britain, you know. It was called New England. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's where New England comes from. It's not clam chowder. And Georgia, the state Georgia, comes from King George. That's the name of King George.
Oh, wow.
And so they're writing kind of covertly back and forth about these ideas and these concepts about, you know, federal government, you know, what federal, you know, what is it like and versus a democracy. And they knew that government should be like they designed it in the Constitution. It should be something that you can't just ramrod anything through, because, you know, as a representative government and the balance of powers, where you have the executive branch, which would be the president, and you have the legislature branch, which would be the Senate and the Congress, and then you have the judiciary branch, the Supreme Court. And each of these have equal powers. They're just as equal as the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And so the executive branch can't just push something through. They got to get with the people called Congress, and they got to talk with them because they represent you. They have to listen. It's not about Congress in itself as much as it's about you.
Mm-hmm.
They need to sit down and listen to what you're telling your representative to say to the president, for example.
Right.
And that's why he or she, you know, has to meet with Congress, because Congress is your representative government. So but when they say, I am not going to work with Congress, they're saying, I am not going to work with you, because Congress represents you. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the representatives, for example, congressmen, you know, they're based on population of a state.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have more people in your state, you actually have more representatives there. It's representative government. But every state only has two senators, no matter how many people you have. And so with that, this representative government is why things need to go into Congress first, because they're talking about you. Congress is saying, let me tell you what my district represents, what they want. And so, but if you're not talking to your congresswoman or congressman, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand that they represent you. We're a representative government. We're not a democracy. By being silent when another branch of government goes to meet with the Congress, for example, or Senate, they're not going to have your feelings, your mindset about it, what you think, how you think it should go. Therefore, you're not in the negotiation. You're not in the direction. And, you know, and George Washington said it, you know, America is a land ruled by laws, and that it's the battlefield of ideas. And so you have to begin to talk to your representatives and tell them, like, this is, you know, and we really need to do this. This is part of repentance. We need to have somebody sit down, and it could be the American Family Association, I don't know, but write out a whole a foundation of family. You know, what God says about family. And the first thing we have to do before we give it to anybody, we got to check ourselves and make sure we got to first repent. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. Okay, God, I'm going to be a better father. I'm going to be a better mother. Our marriage is going to be like you said it's going to be, God. And then present that to your children and hope that your children are going to, you know, respond to it as well. And then you present that, you know, as a people in your community to your legislature. You present it to him or her, and you meet with them, you know, and you say, you know, this is what we, the people who you represent, we want you to bring up when laws are being made. And we want the laws to reflect that allows us as believers of Jesus Christ to be free, like the First Amendment says, to be able to have a marriage the way God says it needs to be, and be able to raise our children the way God says it is going to be, and that the government won't interfere with that. And so they can actually go and represent you, and that would be it.
Right.
You know, and then you're looking for candidates. You know, we have the elections coming up, and we have the primaries. And remember, I always want to say this, the primaries is like showing you the whole menu. You know, if you wait for the main election, it's like somebody, everybody else is going to pick what you're going to get. You're going to be able to eat between A or B, but you're only going to have two choices if you wait to the main election. But if you show up at the primaries, you're going to have all these choices that you can talk to, and you can interview, and you can ask what their values are. You know, have your values drawn out. You know, you can go to our VFNTV blog and look for wall builders there, and you click on their site. They have some voters' guides and different things that are there that kind of, on all the people running who filled out the voters' value guides, it lets you know their values. But ask yourself, you know, spend some time with God before you pull the lever and abiding, and interview them, and then go vote according to your convictions. Not conviction, not American convictions, because, you know, the church is all across, you know, we love America and we stand with America, but it's convictions, our convictions for God, you know, that we stand with God. And since we have a representative government, the nation can go the way of the Lord if we, as the people, stand up and say, hey, you know, we want you to represent us right. And if they don't represent you, you know, it's not wrong for you to want to run for office. It's not wrong for you to say, well, we appreciate your term, but we're going to find somebody to run in that place that, or some people to run that place that agree with our values. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. I remember one particular man that's running for office. It was so interesting what he said. It's like kind of just hit you, but it's like, yeah, that makes sense. He looked at a particular person that was running for office, and he said, well, I was going to run, but now you're running, I'm not going to run. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to support you as long as I can support you. When I can't support you anymore, I'm going to run against you.
Right.
That's kind of like a lingering, like, oh, my goodness.
Right.
And but that's not wrong. It's not wrong to want to lead. It's not wrong in America. This is God gave us the original tent of this country. Our founding fathers is the Constitution. That's why they want to change the Constitution. And we talk about that continually. You know, so you, it's not wrong for you to say, hey, I'm going to stand up for what's right. I'm going to stand up, you know, for marriage. I'm going to stand up for family. I'm going to stand up for fathers. I'm going to stand up, you know, for children. I'm going to stand up, you know, in God's perspective of things. And so I want to encourage you that, you know, get involved. Realize the original intent is a republic. A republic is a representative government. We're not a democracy. It's not about getting, you know, a half of America plus 1% to buy into something. It's about all of our representative government coming together on a battlefield of ideas who are representing you because you got informed in the issues and you voted them in and you sent them there and your expectations, and don't even worry about it. You pick the phone up, you get your emails out or whatever, and you say, my expectation of you is to do what you said you're going to do. Mm-hmm. You didn't do it. You can either change what you're doing now, or we can change who's representing us. It's not a negative thing.
Right.
They understand that. That's what they understand what they're doing. We don't understand that as a people. So I want to encourage you that, you know, get involved. Our country weighs in the balance. And don't forget, too, this If My People Pray 2012.org, a 40-day time of prayer and fasting is going to be happening there. Pray. We're going to need to pray and ask God to give us wisdom for that. We'll be right back after this break. We're family. Did you know that? God has called us to be family. We're called to be the family of God. It's Father God. It's not like King God. It's Father God. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is our elder brother. Yes, he's our Lord and our Savior, but he's the firstborn. He's the head of the church. He's our elder brother. We are not, we're heirs of God, not heirs of Jesus. We're joint heirs with Jesus.
That's right.
We're family. We're sisters and brothers. That's what we're supposed to love each other. The family of God. I remember Jesus was sitting around with his disciples in a house, by the way, and he's teaching them about the things of God. Mm-hmm. And his biological mother, Mary, and brother comes to the house, and they're knocking on the outside of the door. And they said, and of course, they're talking to each other. Mary and her son's talking and says, oh, my goodness, Jesus has lost his mind. They really thought, Jesus has lost his mind.
That's right.
They lost his mind, and he hasn't eaten. He's been a long time since he's eaten. We need to go rescue him. We need to rescue him
from his ministry because he's lost his mind. Don't you know this is supposed to happen in a temple, not in a house? And he just goes on. And then Jesus, of all the things he said, this is very important. Of all the things he said, he said, you know, somebody comes out and said, yo, your mom was outside, you know, and yo, sir, no, yo, your mom's outside. And so Jesus stops and he pauses. He looks at the disciples and he's talking to them. He says, listen, let me tell you who the family of God is. Mm. Let me tell you who my mother and my brother is. Those who do the will of my Father. Yes. Oh, more than anything, you want your biological family to follow God. But the truth is, you have no control over them. You tell them the truth and you honor their decision. Listen, the true family of God is those who follow his teachings, that have a desire to follow Jesus. See, the church is a family. Get into your, right now where you're at, in your fellowship. Say, listen, we need to start being family.
Mm-hmm.
And if people just still relate to you like sand, like organizations, like an orphanage, you know, just get your food, sit down, shut up, don't know nobody. Listen, find a fellowship that functions as family. Maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you. Maybe there's a church in your area. Maybe God has planted in your heart. So you know what? I want to begin this in my own city. Check it out. VineFellowshipNetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to vfntv.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God and we share it. But on the VFN torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN torch. Go to vfntv.com and click on VFN torch. You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN radio every day, you know, we're 24/7. We're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24/7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire 2 hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN torch at vfntv.com and click on the torch, or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to vfntv.com. You can go to vfntv.com and it's there for you. I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to vfntv.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God and we share it. But on the VFN torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN torch. Go to vfntv.com and click on VFN torch. You know, the moment of wisdom. We want to talk about the moment of wisdom today. You know, we're in the extra hour. And here we are, chapter 24. We're going to be reading from 24, verse 9 and 19 and 20. And so it's a very important one because it's about fretting, you know, fretting. And it says, do not fret because of evil men. And right now, the evil men are just rampant over the face of the earth now. Mm-hmm. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of the wicked. Mm. Isn't it amazing how many people, they know the person's wicked. Mm-hmm. You know, they know that they've received their wealth through wicked, I mean, through evil practices, mm-hmm. and taking advantage of others, but yet they still envy them.
Right.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy? We know somebody right there in New York, don't we?
That's a big, oh, we tall sure building. Do.
And so right. he says, you know, do not fret because of evil man or be envious of the wicked, for the evil man has no future hope. And that's what we're just talking about, right? No future hope. And the lamp of the wicked will soon be snuffed out. Mm. And the longer you live, the thing about not living a lot of life doesn't, you don't get to see these things happen over, but the longer you live, the more you can see these things happen. You go, whoa, that's exactly, even though it seemed for a day that person, you know, was, or people were at a particular popularity and whatever was going on at the time, mm-hmm. and you knew that their practices weren't right, that just doesn't last. It doesn't last. So first I want to talk about fretting. You know, what is the definition of fretting? Because we're not supposed to fret evil men. Don't fret about evil men. Fretting is to be constantly or visible worried or anxious. Mm-hmm. You know, gradually wearing away a rubbing. And so many people, you know, totally don't get this, you know, and Christians don't get it, that mm-hmm. it just doesn't, if you don't fear death, if you don't fear, you know, looking, if you're not worried about what you look like in other people's eyes, you're just concerned about what you look like in God's eyes, that you're doing what's right to the best of your ability in God's eyes, it really just doesn't matter. It just doesn't mm-hmm. matter. And so, you know, all this fretting and everything is about manipulation. It's about trying to be political. It's trying to be popular, you know, instead of just, you can be either popular or powerful, but you can't be them both. You got to decide, am I going to walk with God? Or am I going to walk with God and his approval? Or am I going to walk with men and their approval? And listen, if you walk with God and his approval, the others who want to walk with God and his approval will be your friend. Mm-hmm. You know? They'll be your friends. So don't worry about that. You'll have friends. But Jesus said himself, he says, be worried when everybody talks well of you, for this is how they treated the false prophets. Mm. And so if you're sitting here worried about people, you know, not talking well of you, and you're trying to buy into the false prophet operation there, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about that. People, if you're doing what's right, people who want to do what's wrong are not going to talk well of you. If you're preaching the kingdom of Jesus and men are having to give up their kingdom, they're not going to be happy with you. They're not. Mm-hmm. They feel they're going to have to give up control and let Jesus be the Lord instead of them be the Lord. I mean, they're going to be upset about that. They're not going to be happy with you. But they might be saved in the process if you tell the truth.
Right.
And so he says, you know, fret not. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of them. You know, envy would be the word, of that, a feeling of discontented or resentful, a feeling of discontented a resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions. Mm. It's like, really? But, you know, this is true. I mean, people, you know, live their lives thinking about the next piece of possession. It might be America, right?
That's right. Mm.
And you have ministers who got lost in the possessions instead of the people, and now they just compete with each other about how big their possessions are while the people are dying in their presence. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep the possession going. We got to keep the possession going. It's like, but I'm dying. I ain't got time for that right now. Just throw yourself on the fire of this possession. Let's keep this thing going.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Right.
And so, I mean, it can't be that complicated. We'll be talking more about that in a moment because you know, simple fishermen can follow God. And you don't need the American commodities to follow God. You can follow God without them all. But so then fretting, man, fretting is constantly or visibly worried or anxious, you know, a wearing away of oneself because of oh my goodness, what is he or she going to do? And envy is discontented or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions. Let's just find out what Jesus did. WWJD. Down south, JD's a name. JD. Yeah, Bubba, what's up? Okay. What did Jesus do?
Right.
I mean, he had a lot of evil people doing a lot of evil things.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't fret. Mm-hmm. He didn't fret. So what did he do? First thing, this is very important. If you want to live this life where you're going to not be walking around in constant dread and fret and oh my goodness, first of all, you know, find Jesus. If you don't know him, make him the Lord of your life. You're going to be fretful. You're going to worry. Your life's going to be miserable outside of Jesus because the enemy's just going to wear you out and try to take you down before you open your mouth and accept Jesus as your Lord. So it's not going to be good for you. Always going to seduce you with so many things that he'll convince you these things are God.
Mm-hmm.
And then to your death, you know, he'll be kicking you in the ribs as you're missing your relationship with God and entering into internal separation from God. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. That's the first thing. So we're talking to the church here. You know, we're talking to the church, which is people. Jesus, this is the first thing he did was he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He wasn't worried about what other people thought. And they thought he was the devil. They thought, you know, they call him Beelzebub. You know, they said that he was divisive. They said he wasn't into unity. They said God wasn't into unity.
Yeah, right.
And he was this mysterious carbon bond holding their lips together and their tongue together to say that to him, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he just wasn't in unity with them.
Right.
But he definitely was in unity with himself. Suffer not them to come unto me, right? Mm-hmm. And so he entrusted himself, and it's important. So, and then the second thing is that he knew the Father told him who he was, and he knew what his identity was. You know, you need to know who you are. And he said, because the Father told me who I am, I can humble myself. And he began to wash the disciples' feet. You can't humble yourself before men. You cannot lower yourself. You cannot wash another man's feet if you think your identity is in who you are and what you do. You know, we talk about hoodoo and all that kind of stuff. You know, you are who you are by what you do, instead of saying, you know, I'm a son of God, I'm a daughter of God, and it doesn't really matter outside of that. And so he knew who he was. And so you don't have to fret evil men when they say things about you. And the more accurate you are, the more you'll move in your calling, which is to suffer for doing good.
Right.
Right. And the Lord said, this is commendable.
That's right.
Like, you know, and so then, you know, he spoke truth to them. He never did not tell them the truth. And so, you know, we're fretting an evil man's responses when we won't speak truth. And you speak the truth in love, but you speak the truth. And then he moved on. He didn't speak the truth and just think, that I'm going to hang around and watch for his response. Well, Proverbs says if you do that, it's not going to be good, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, you know, you rebuke a fool in his folly, you know, you're going to suffer for it because there's mm-hmm. going to be some retaliation type stuff.
Right.
But he would just speak out and move on. And then, you know, when he knew that anything that was going to happen was Father filtered. He knew that it was Father filtered. He knew that nothing can happen to him because he was sinless. You know, he was not in rebellion to the Father, that he knew that everything was Father filtered, you know, and that if something was going to happen to him, it's something that his Father was going to allow to happen. And so we know that if we've made Jesus the Lord of our life and we have no, we've repented for our sins, we don't have any sin that we have not taken to the cross and acknowledged it and asked God to forgive us, then we can do the same thing because he did that. But anyway, and so he had no issues with evil men coming to him and telling evil plots. And this is what he said. He said very specifically when Judas came to him to be able to sell him out, he said, whatever you're going to do, do it quickly.
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
It just doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? And when Pilate was talking like he was, to Jesus, Jesus said, there's no authority given you, hasn't been given to you from above. The only reason you're able to do what you're doing right now is because the Father is allowing you to do it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And Pilate, who was taking him to be crucified because the religious folk was using the people, the world system, to be able to fulfill their evil deeds.
Uh-huh. Imagine that.
Yeah, and so Jesus said, you know, whatever you're going to do, do it quickly. You need to get to the point in your walk, you know, to be able, and we're talking about this word of wisdom today, that you're not concerned about the outcome as much as you are the obedience to God and not fretting. And it'll save you a lot of, it'll let your carpet last longer because you won't pace back and forth on your carpet. You know, it'll help your relationships because you won't be talking about all that stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to enjoy life. I think about this. I think about a particular man, you know, in my journey. And I was in a particular business and he was in a particular business. And because we're in the same business, there was some sort of relationship there. And he had a lot of money and he had facilities and this kind of thing. And we kind of needed the facilities to do what we were doing. And so several of us chose by option to be able, our own personal option, to be able to use this man's facilities because he offered it and that type of thing. And it seemed right on the surface. But after a while, just something seemed wrong about it. But a lot of people in this business really envied this person.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They envied this person and they fretted about what would happen because their response to rejecting their offer. Mm. You know, an evil man, you know, offers you something for a reason,
mm-hmm.
you know, not right. just as a kind deed. Or a man's bent on evil.
Right.
And so at some point, I'm thinking something is not right. I don't know what it is. You know, and I'm a believer. And all of a sudden, I get a phone call. I get a phone call from a state law enforcement agency, and something like that. And they said, can I meet with you? I'm like, well, I'm busy. No, I said, well, yeah, you can meet with me. And so we go to a particular restaurant, and he begins to download all this stuff to me. And I find out that this man has been under surveillance, and he's been doing things illegal, and he's telling me all these different things, you know. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, you know. I looked at this investigator, and I said, well, what do you think I should do? And he said, you should just leave. You just get away. You know, just get away. And I'm like, done.
Yeah.
But when I did that, that you know, people begin to speak evil. They begin to say all these different things, and just it's totally twisted right. things. And it's like, mm-hmm. and you can say nothing. You know, you can say nothing at a time like that. And a long story short, you know, when you know, Proverbs says that the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out.
Mm.
That the evil man has no future. That and this particular person was kind of leading the ring, and there's a lot of them. This is just one encounter, was leading the ring because when you do what's right, there's going to be people to stand up and tell you you're wrong because they're losing their control and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he had quite a few people kind of, you know, speaking against my business and things going on, but all of a sudden, of course, they come and they take him to jail,
mm-hmm.
and they arrest him and everybody, and not only that, they not only arrested him, they arrested some of those around him.
Mm-hmm.
And now the very facilities that everybody liked was scraped off the face of the earth. Even the very building.
Wow.
This person. I know a lot of buildings that are gone now. That's just totally gone. But even the very building that everybody thought that they had to have and this particular person uses as leverage and, you know, and they fretted what would happen and they envied what he had, that the whole building, I mean, God had it scraped. Somebody scraped it. You know, and there's a whole other business sitting where this man's business once existed. Wow. And this happens over. The longer you live, the more you realize, though it seems for a season, a wicked man will prosper. And they're doing these evil things. And it seems like, you know, they're speaking against you and that type of thing. Let's not worry about it. Listen, their end is not good lest they repent. If they repent, you know, we throw your arms wide open and receive them. You know, you want to be able to forgive them. I mean, you forgive them anyway, but if they ask for it, offer it to them.
Right.
But understand this, that you don't have to fret because things, if you'll entrust yourself to him who judges justly, if your identity is right in who you are in God, and you know that you're a son or a daughter of God, you know, just let things work out. They'll all work out. And eventually the evil man, well, he has no hope. She yeah. has no hope. The evil woman has no hope in the future outside of getting it right with God. And eventually their lamp will be snuffed out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking now, if you look at all the even though that it appears to be the evil's taking out evil, that's quite often happens, that we're looking at leaders in the world that were tyrannical leaders over their people. And now you're seeing, you know, Gaddafi, you know, being killed right there on the hood of a car, of a truck in Libya. You're seeing Hussein, mm-hmm. you know, in a stairwell being hung, you know,
hunted
and hung, found in a foxhole, found in a buried in a hole,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if you live long enough, you see, though it seems like the man will prosper for a day, that his end won't be good. He has no hope in the future, and his lamp, the lamp of the wicked, will be snuffed out. But understand this, if you accept Jesus Christ, if you are that person right now that has been doing that to other people, and you don't want that ending, you can repent today and say, you know what? As a matter of fact, your ministry is probably going to be greater than anybody else's, because people will know you're like Saul. You're like Paul mm-hmm. was when he was persecuting people and doing terrible things, that he became a sign and a wonder because, you know, God saved him. And it took a lot of grace to be able to save him. God has plenty of it. And so with that, you can decide today, hey, you know what? That's me. I'm going to ask God to forgive me. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to loose all these people that I've been controlling by my things, stuff, and whatever. And I'm going to let them know it's wrong. And I'm going to love God, love us, and be the same. Now, if that's you been fretting, you know, listen, stop. Enjoy this life. Begin to enjoy this temporal life that God's given us here on earth, that you can have eternal life with Jesus in heaven forever. Today's moment of wisdom is Proverbs 24:19-20. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of the wicked. For the evil man has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. Next on BFN Radio. Also, I'll give a shout-out this morning to all of our Facebook listeners and friends out there. If you hadn't had a chance to go and like us, join our over 3,000-plus likes out there by going to VFNTV.com and click on our Facebook and like us. And you will actually have these articles yourself that go up on the Torch and updates, and we're able to communicate with you, you know, every day, because it'll just show up somehow on your Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, it is automatic. How does that work, John? It's like it comes.
Well, what happens is that every time we update, VFN Radio updates our Facebook page, our new status and the articles and the radio segments that are posted on our Facebook page will automatically be posted in your news feed.
And that's like your Facebook or something?
Right in your Facebook page. And so you'll be able to stay updated with all the highlights, and you can listen to them right on your computer, but you can also share. And I encourage you, share them. There's so many people that get great encouragement, and we're hearing testimonies and great reports off of from so many people that have been sharing these segments, and they're getting feedback from others who are saying, wow, that really touched me, that encouraged me, that ministered to me. Or they said, I had no idea. I didn't never have heard this perspective before. I you know, watch the news and stuff, but I'm always trying to figure out what is God saying about whatever's happening. And so we're hearing so many great things coming back. I just recently saw that Nicole from Brooklyn liked VFN Radio page. So give a shout out there to Brooklyn.
Yeah, she wants to join the insanity with with Eddie. Eddie says, when we were discussing, 99% of what I discussed was something else, and 1% of what I discussed was my three things my doctor told me.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Which was lose weight. And I was so encouraged, because, you know, Eddie in Jersey, you know, he sends me, he says he feels the same way. Well, I really encouraged him. He said, you know, doctor told me I need to lose 20. And Eddie says, I want to lose 40. Like, dude, I feel better already. But he said he's going to, like, do insanity. Isn't one of these vice president candidates, does he do something like that,
yeah,
insanity?
Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he does. Can you imagine the VP doing insanity? I can imagine them being. Anyway, so and so I told, you know, I replied to that, you know, because I said, hey, you know, I'm going to do something that's insane as well. I'm going to do two things. I'm going to eat less and exercise. And then Deanna from the Emerald Coast, you know, she sends me and she says, no. Don't do that. If you do that, you sweat. And I sent her back. I said, oh, no. Exercise is totally different for me than it used to be. I don't believe I sweat anymore. They say you should just stand on the treadmill and watch the news.
Mm-hmm. The stress from the news causes poundage just to go off. That's why you need a chair on the treadmill so that you can be more comfortable while you're watching the news.
Wow.
No. That's almost true. We'll be right back in a moment.
John, do you know the VFN TV app is out, right? I think it's 4.0, man.
4.0.
That is so cool. And they're doing a wonderful job at designing it and putting it together. And yes, everything that we're saying and doing is available now on the VFN TV app. All you got to do is go to your app store, type in VVictor, VFN TV, and it just shows up. Or you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the appropriate store, whichever one you actually have your phone with. But it's so important. You can listen to highlights. You can listen to the programs. You can listen to us live. We're live 24/7, 7 days a week. And some encouraging words, any prophetic words that are coming out, you know, God's news behind the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. Listen, get the app. It's totally free, by the way. Go to your app store and find it today. Just type in VFN TV. It'll pop up. Download it for free or go to VFNTV.com. Vine Fellowship Network University. It is amazing. When you live and breathe and be educated in the things of God through a rhema word, what God is saying now to his people, what we need to know now and do in this generation. Listen, it's so encouraging. It's amazing. And it's so enlightening. And it's not as hard as religion's made it out to be. And it's not frivolous like the rebellious has made it out to be. But it is important. It's learning the things of God. And a quick learning path, depending on your time, and also moving at the pace that you need to move it. Listen, you got to check it out. You've got to check. It's time to say, you know what? I want to go deeper in God, maybe. Or you can say, not only do I want to go deeper, but I believe that there is a church plant inside of me. I want to start in my city, in my state, in my country, a church. I want to plant a church. I want the vine to begin to grow in my own city, but I need to know. I need to be rightly related. I need to know what I need to do. Well, Vine Fellowship Network University is for you. Check it out, vfnu.org, vfnu.org. It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. And I just really want to encourage you that no matter what goes on, and we'll be talking probably more about it this week, that when you think about what your stand for God, when you stand for righteousness, which is in the blood of Jesus Christ, at the cross of Christ, to be empowered to do what Jesus said to do in our lives, that we have a desire to do right. You know what I'm saying? Right. We're not just throwing our hands up and say, grace. Listen, she ain't going to save you because it's a different grace than the grace God's talking about. And say goodnight, Gracie. Anyway, so, you know, with that, that when King Josiah stood up for righteousness, despite him not knowing anything, when he found out, suddenly he found out what was right, which means up until that point, no telling what he was doing because he didn't even know what was right, you know, and nobody was letting him know. It's so funny when they showed up at the temple and he sent some people over. He says, listen, I want you to take the money that's in the hand of the people in leadership. Mm-hmm. And I want you to give all this money to the people who are not in leadership. And I want you to want the carpenters and stuff. And I don't want you to restrain them at all because they're trustworthy and faithful. And let them rebuild things. And so it took the control out of the high priest, you know, mm-hmm. that was going there. And so then the secretary comes over of King Josiah and says, what's going on? This is what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden the high priest goes, you won't believe what I found. I'm serious. You know, you won't believe what I found.
Wow. You won't be able to found it. And he's like, well, what? What? You know, it's like, I found the Bible. I found the Word of God. And it was like, come on, that's a little suspicious. I mean, if you've been in that temple all this long and you are a priest, and all of a sudden, you know, but it's so cool that even in the context of that, well, really not in the context of that, because still the high priest was held definitely accountable for it, because it was, but I'm talking more so about Josiah. But, you know, he's just like, look here what I found, actually the right way to do things, you know. And so the secretary got it, you know, I think it was Shaphan, and that was the man. And he goes back to Josiah and tells Josiah, here's the word for the first time. This might be you hearing the word for the first time. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're here. We're here for you to hear the same time we're hearing, so we together can do what Josiah did. And as soon as he heard what was right, this is so important, as soon as he heard what was right, he didn't go to the people who were already who'd been twisting the word and hiding the word and all this different stuff. He immediately, his heart was just, you know, convicted to the core, and he couldn't believe. He was so shocked that this is actually how things are supposed to be done. And he took his clothes, his robes, and he ripped all of his robes. He just ripped them all. And he's going, oh my goodness, the anger of the Lord is burning against us, you know, and we're going to talk more about that. But he began a route of right response to a holy God in a terrible situation, and he was spared from what was going to happen. And if you want to, you need to listen up to VFN Radio. You need to be a part. If you're hanging with people who aren't hearing from God, you need to encourage them to begin to hear from God. But if they're not interested in it, you need to hang with hearers and doers. Don't hang with doers and doers, and don't hang with just hearers and hearers, but make sure you hang with somebody who's going to hear God and do what he said. And it's not hiding the Bible until all of a sudden things are about to fall apart, and to say, look, you hear what I got. And it's like, oh my goodness. And then all of a sudden you're going to fall to the sin of offense. You're going to be offended and you can't get over it, but you can't be offended now because I'm telling you, and realize this is spiritual things that we actually wrestled against. But what he did was he ripped his clothes and he went through this whole right response towards God. And there's some rough times come into the world. There's some rough times coming to America. But, you know, the church will prevail. God will protect those who rip their hearts and rend their hearts and acknowledge God is right and us is wrong, and that, Lord, give me the grace to follow. We just got to be broken about it. If you're not broken, you're not broken about what's going on, that's a dangerous state, because what's about to happen, you're going to be a part of that, you know. But if you're broken, if God sees you just downhearted about the condition, not just faking it, but you're like, look at the condition of the church, you look at the condition of marriage and family and the state and the nation that once, you know, knew that it was founded on the Christian principles and Jesus, God as the God of America, and Jesus as the Lord of America, and you see the condition of it and you're broken over that, listen, don't do something to stop the brokenness. That's good. God's going to see the brokenness and realize God will reward you for that. You know, and I just want to encourage you this morning that you can make a personal decision to respond appropriately. And if you listen to VFN Radio, we're going to be talking to you about that. We're going to talk to you about it to be encouraged. Listen, God loves you. And any hardship or discipline that would come to a people is because God loves us. It's not because he hates us. He says, consider hardship as discipline, that I'm treating you as a son. And family's been so torn apart that when proper love is shown, proper discipline is shown, everybody freaks out about it. You know, they go like, oh, what is this? I guess I'm hated. No, actually,
what is that?
Yeah. What meanest thou this? You know? And so we got to recapture that. We got to begin to turn this ship back to, you know, God loves me enough. I mean, you think about, why would he discipline me? That's because he does not want me to die outside of him.
That's right.
You know, and the only way the enemy can dupe us in that is to say, you will always be inside of him no matter what you do after you meet him. And not true. And so we're going to talk about that. You know, we all should have a reverential fear of the Lord right now and what's happening. But be encouraged, you know. You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com,
on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.